Oh, it's not John L.
Yeah, no,
John
no.
L.
Smith. Yeah, that's right. And this guy's a hoot. He really is.
Well, he'll probably get the hoot for a year there, huh?
All right.
It's the Arkansas fight song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They play it a lot, too.
Yeah, when they score touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play it a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
I believe that's the football team that lost only to LSU and Alabama last year.
Correct.
The Arkansas.
That's right.
And, hey, man, they're the third best team in the SEC West. Chumps.
Yeah, they were real chumps last year, weren't they?
That's right. That's right. And we'll see if we can beat them in our stadium for once. That'll work.
I was talking to somebody, I think it was last week, and they said that one of the most favoritist things that they had for the show was when we would play the fight song of the other team.
Thank you. Yeah. See,
there you go.
I took a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. How about
and
that?
I went in and cleaned out my fight song archive, but I was able to, retain SMU because we've got to play them again.
Yeah.
Arkansas is now going to be a permanent fixture.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we've got Mizzou in there, too. So.
Just to show, we will stop at nothing to keep our promises to you sometimes. That
we will stop at most
that's
things.
That's right.
And we will stop at, how about we'll stop at some things. Let's not set the bar too high.
Other promises we just hope you forget. Like a politician. Yeah.
But we will have the fight song for South Carolina State as well, or whoever it is.
May have to go to Orangeburg and record it myself.
Yeah. No, we found it. No,
oh, really?
We found it last year. It's a live rendition.
Last year?
Why did we look for it last year?
Because we didn't know they were playing
it. As soon as we found out.
That was earlier
this year, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as we found out who it was, I went and looked them up, and thank God for YouTube. They even had the South Carolina State fight.
Well.
It was on somebody's iPhone.
Right.
It was across the field.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good rendition of it, right? Yeah.
Now, and while we're talking about this whole college football thing, and of course, A&M is a recipient of this, Thursday Night Football on ESPN is something that is, part of the culture now, right?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean... But consider, if you will, September the 6th.
Okay, I'll consider September 6th.
Okay. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the President of the United States will be accepting the nomination to run for a second term.
Oh, yeah.
So there is some talk that they will move games to Wednesday night.
Really?
Because then it's only Bill Clinton speaking. So let's watch for that and see what happens.
Yeah, who's supposed to play on that Thursday night?
I have no idea. I'm sure that
if there was a way to look that up and find it, we would.
In the meantime, while you possibly find some place where that could be, as Chase has mentioned, today is Election Day, so if you haven't voted, go ahead and do that today. And... we've talked about the local races that we have here, but, there's also State Senator Jeff Wentworth is being challenged by
Thursday, September the 6th, 7 p.m. Oh, this one's getting moved.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
It's a riveting Big East matchup between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Ah.
And it's at Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
The Panthers and the Bearcats.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Cincinnati football stadium won't be. The only person who's upset about that's the grounds crew.
Yeah.
Well, not really,
because they have field turf.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so they got that going for them, which is nice.
Okay. Well, they'll have to host the
stadium. I wonder what tickets. I mean, they got a ticket link here. I wonder what tickets are going for.
$53.
Think so?
Yeah, then let's just say.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati football tickets. You are too high, my friend.
Really? Wow. There you are.
They begin at $41.
Okay.
There you go.
And you get a hot dog.
Yeah. But now, if you want to watch him host Fordham on October 13th.
Oh, even cheaper?
$23.
There you go. Like I said. And do you get two hot dogs with that?
I don't know.
Now, remember when the University of Houston had their, what was it, $10 special or something like that?
There was a time that Fordham was a good football team.
There was a time
it's
when...
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I think Gerald Ford was... No, he played at Michigan.
Well, I think Vince Lombardi played for them.
Yeah, maybe that's who it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, we mentioned yesterday that William Jefferson Clinton would be nominating the president for a second term. Did you see who's going to deliver the keynote address at the Democrat National Convention?
Tell me who.
Jesse Jackson Jr.?
It'd be Boy, that's just dropped off the radar screen, hadn't it? Apparently, they took Dick Durbin aside and told him what the problem was. He went, oh, okay. Because he's not banging a pot on that.
No, you know what they told him? Huh. They said, right now, Dick, the problem is you.
Yeah. Okay. So he said, okay.
Somebody that they're grooming for 2016.
His name would be Julian Castro.
Okay.
Julian Castro. Okay. That's the mayor of San Antonio.
Yes, it is. So that's not bad, is it?
That's a nice strategic choice for any number of reasons. Oh. Hispanic from Texas, a strong Republican state.
Yeah.
You know, show a national stage that yes, even in Texas, you know, Democrats can still get elected.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And so we'll see how that works out. So Texas once again getting a spot at the table.
So then I'm wondering. When's John Boy Cornyn up again? Is he's not up this next time?
No.
Or is it 2016?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, what happens tomorrow could really stir the pot starting tomorrow. I mean, we could really see some interesting moves. Hey, did y'all see this?
What? No. What?
President's roots go back to a slave in colonial America. You see that?
No.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that one.
Well, Ancestry.com, you're familiar with them. You see them advertising, right?
Uh-huh.
They trace the president's roots to an indentured servant in Virginia named John Punch, who, due to a foiled escape in 1640, became the first African in America documented to be enslaved for life. The discovery came almost as an accident, as genealogists were searching for the lineage of Obama's Caucasian mother. They found that she had African heritage as well, which motivated the researchers to dig deeper into Obama's African-American roots. Punch, however, had children with a white woman who then passed her free status on to their offspring. Records show that those descendants went on to become successful landowners in Virginia, entrenched in slavery. It's interesting. So do you think that they all had birth certificates? Because, you see, if Obama was born in Hawaii... Oh, Hawaiian Punch!
Really?
That's where you went?